This is the Anaheim Ducks postgame show on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.
Like to be one of four finalists to attend Fan Appreciation Night for a chance to win the all-new 2022 Honda Passport Trail Sport. Courtesy of Honda, see your Anaheim Ducks. Well, visit anaheimducks.com/Honda for details. Good luck. Special thanks to Honda. Steve Carroll, Josh Brewster, Dan Wood. Nan and I will recap the scoring, take a break, and then bring Josh in some final thoughts on this. So, Dan Wood, about 2.5-3 hours ago, had some good vibes. Jacob Silverberg scored the game's first goal.
Sure did. The Ducks took advantage of a New Jersey icing infraction, and Isaac Lundestrom won the ensuing faceoff in the left wing circle cleanly from New Jersey's Eric Howla. Jacob Silverberg stepped into the circle, picked up the puck, snapped it past Mackenzie Blackwood. Silverberg's first goal of the season from Isaac Lundestrom. At 7:57 of the opening period, Ducks on top, 1-0.
Well, it doesn't happen too often, but Ducks player gets a second goal in a short period of time. Once again, number 33 makes it a 2-0 game.
Yeah, this time the Ducks with some heavy pressure in the New Jersey zone, and the sequence capped with Mason McTavish making a slick little centering pass from behind the goal line, setting up Jacob Silverberg for a stuff shot in front. Silverberg got it past Blackwood for his second goal of the game, second of the season. McTavish and Cam Fowler the assists at 13:08 of the first period. That made it 2-0 Ducks.
And that's when it all turned around. New Jersey getting a goal at 4:17 of period two.
Yeah, the Devils had killed a couple of penalties back-to-back, and they took advantage of the ensuing momentum to get their first goal. Andre Palat with a rebound right in front. Palat, the former member of the Tampa Bay Lightning, his first goal as a Devil. Ryan Graves and Jack Hughes with the assists. That made it 2-1 Ducks.
I thought one of the best Devils players tonight was Nico Hischier, and he tied things up a little bit later on in that period.
Yeah, this was a tough break for the Ducks. Nice bounce for the Devils behind the Anaheim goal line, and the puck came back to Hischier. At the right post, he was able to stuff it past Anthony Stolarz. He shared his first goal of the season. Jesper Bratt and Jonas Siegenthaler the assist. That tied the game 2-2 at 14:48 of the second period.
And what comes up next is our Ducks Play of the Game, brought to you by PDF Tron. PDF Tron, changing the way your business works with documents by giving you the power to automate PDF processing in a secure digital environment. To learn more, visit us at pdftron.com. Let's go, Ducks. It's the go-ahead goal for good. After this score, the Devils would keep the lead the rest of the way. It was scored by that veteran defenseman at 33 seconds of period three. Back to Hamilton, a drive. Oh, and that was off the pad of Stolarz, and then they couldn't get to the puck with an open side staring their forward. Right in front of him, a centering feed. That one has eyes, and the Devils just go ahead by a 3-2 score on a short pass off to the left to goaltender Anthony Stolarz. The puck put in, and Jesper Bratt's the guy that made the play in front. Dougie Hamilton there, and it's a 3-2 Jersey advantage.
Well, riding the momentum they had gained with that strong second period, the Devils needed only 33 seconds at the outset of the third to take their first lead of the game. Terrific play here by Jesper Bratt, who had the puck on right wing. He was skating back out toward the blue line, but spun quickly in reverse direction, able to beat Adam Henrique down the wing and then deliver a sweet backhand cross-ice pass to give Dougie Hamilton an open net from low on the left side. Hamilton, his second goal of the season. Bratt and Hischier, the assists. Devils up 3-2.
And the Ducks were still in it until just past the halfway point of the third period.
Yeah, the Devils got a key insurance goal that pretty much ended the Ducks' comeback hopes. Dawson Mercer, low on the right side, able to wrangle the puck away from the Ducks' defense and put it up high on Anthony Stolarz for Mercer. His first goal of the season. Yegor Sharangovich and Jack Hughes the assist. That made the final score, Devils 4, Ducks 2.
And when we come back, Josh Brewster will join us. Everybody take some time and get ready to recap this game, so to speak, as we get ready for the Boston Bruins, their home game against the Ducks on Thursday night. More ahead on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.
On the ice or in the boardroom, winning depends on teamwork and strategy. PDF Tron provides businesses worldwide with tools to process digital documents by increasing efficiency and reducing time spent and money wasted. PDF Tron is changing the way your business works with documents by giving you the power to automate PDF processing in a secure digital environment. Stop sitting in the penalty box filled with paper documents and get out on the ice with high-powered digital document processing. To learn more, visit us at pdftron.com. Let's go, Ducks!
Ducks fans, no one has time for auto repairs. Let Olive.com play defense. Ditch the robocallers and score big on auto repair savings with Olive.com. Trust Olive.com and pass the puck on auto repair bills. Breakdowns are 50 times more likely than accidents. If you have a car, cover it, all of it. Olive.com, an official partner of the Anaheim Ducks.
We all have difficult times and face challenges. You're not alone. There are things you can do in your daily life to support your healthiest self. Make sure you get enough rest and set a positive mindset for the day ahead. Grab a friend and take some time to get outdoors to breathe fresh air. End your day by jotting down 3 positive things that went well for you. For more resources on ways to build your healthiest self, visit ducks.ocnavigator.org. The OC Navigator is brought to you by the OC Healthcare Agency and the Mental Health Services Act.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies and all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll love what you find this Halloween.
Me thirsty.
Oh, hey, Frankenstein. Did you enjoy that Cabernet?
Oh, good. Want margarita?
Well, all the villagers are raving about this tequila.
Ooh.
And we have it at the lowest price.
Economical.
Find what you love. Love what you find. With the totally lowest prices for Halloween. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Say our friends at Chalk believe nothing should put childhood on pause. That's why their physicians, researchers, staff work tirelessly to advance exceptional and innovative pediatric care. By donating to Chalk, you support groundbreaking research, novel treatments, and meaningful patient and family amenities. Help keep kids happy and healthy. Donate today at chalk.org/give. Steve Carroll, Dan Wood, Josh Brewster go around the table, so to speak. Dan, disappointing, because I really liked the start of the hockey club here, but at game's end, it was 4-2 Devils.
Yeah, and you know, Steve, we've talked so much already this early season about the Ducks' penalty-killing issues. Tonight, that was not a problem. While one Devils power play was in the waning seconds when they weren't even really trying to score, the Ducks got the job done on the PK tonight. They were 3-for-3. The power play, though, a different story, and it's kind of like that ship that is getting water out in the middle of the ocean. You plug one leak and something else crops up, and that's exactly what has happened here. The Ducks tonight had an opportunity with a 2-0 lead late in the first period. They got a power play that carried over to the second period, and then they got another power play in the second period, still with a 2-0 lead. That's when you need to go for the jugular. Ducks had that chance. They were unable to score on either of those two power play chances, and then you just knew the Devils were going to build momentum from that. They did exactly that, getting their first goal from Andre Palat, and before you knew it, Nico Hischier had scored to tie the game, and then it was anybody's ball game, and the Devils took advantage. So credit to New Jersey for overcoming the early deficit. They were a desperate team. They'd lost their first two games and desperately needed tonight's victory. They got it. The Ducks still looking for that win on this road trip. They're 0-3 now, and a lot of problems to take care of.
All right, Josh Brewster with us on our postgame show. Josh, I'm thinking about these three games on the trip, Islanders, Rangers, and tonight the Devils. And does confidence start to come into play here as far as losing it when you've suffered three consecutive losses, something that you have to watch against?
Yes, in fact, I'm not so sure that we were really good in that regard coming into tonight's game. If you are going to get into a track meet with every opponent you face and you're not going to hit, you're going to find out how much talent there is in this league, even amongst the clubs there at the bottom of the standings. And tonight, there wasn't enough sandpaper to stop whatever the Devils wanted to do. You've now got 170 shots against in four games. So, no, if you're going to just skate and skate and skate, it's not going to go well.
All right. Well, we look forward to you and your Ducks calls. Again, the guest tonight is
Jake Hahn from SiriusXM. And it should be a great show. He's always a great guest, so give me a call. Start racking your calls up now, 714-940-2888. You tell me what needs to happen in Duckland.
All right, Dan, any final thoughts?
Go get them in Boston. I mean, the Ducks have no choice but to try to dig their way out of this. Any coach will tell you when you're in a bad way, you have to work harder and you have to find a way. And that's the challenge now for the Ducks. It won't be easy against the Bruins. That's a good hockey club, but that's the hand the Ducks are dealt, so they got to figure out the best way to play it.
All right. Our broadcast will start at 3:30 California time with our 30-minute pregame show, 4 o'clock for the play-by-play. Ducks and Bruins, and then, of course, the road trip ends in Detroit on a Sunday. Folks to thank, including our big-time engineer back at Skyview in the state of Arizona. He does a terrific job. Doesn't go unnoticed by us here on a road site. Cash Hibbler, great job tonight. Our on-site engineer here, Mr. K.J. Singh. Great job up here in the press box at Prudential Center. And I want to thank again Josh Brewster and Dan Wood for their work tonight. Again, the final, the Devils beat the Ducks 4-2. So join us again on Thursday night. Hopefully this thing can get turned around. The final, Devils 4, Ducks 2, and you've been listening to Anaheim Ducks Hockey on Duckstream, powered by TuneIn.
Regional Mexican Radio has a track record of bringing good vibes and classic Mexican tracks all day long. And TuneIn, the all-in-one audio app, is here with our exclusive Éxitos Mexicano station, carrying on the radio format of Regional Mexicano with top artists. Listen to La Música del Momento from La Séptima Banda, Calibre 50, all ready to bring your day the best Mexican music. And don't forget to upgrade to TuneIn Premium for all music with no ads.
You love listening to live hockey, but what happens when you've got to hit the road? Whether you're heading to work, hitting the gym, or anywhere else, you can listen to Ducks content on all your devices with TuneIn. That's the all-in-one audio app that brings you top hockey, breaking news, your favorite podcasts, and so much more on all the devices you've got. We're talking smartphones, tablets, laptops, smart speakers, and even in-car entertainment systems. That way, your favorite audio and your favorite sports are never out of reach. Give it a shot. Grab TuneIn to take your audio with you.
A chart-topping banger in the best way to bring good vibes to your day. And on TuneIn's Today's Hits, we've always got our finger on the pulse of what's hot in music. Like the latest tracks from Dua Lipa, Harry Styles, Bad Bunny, and so many more. Soundtrack your day with a full selection, Today's Hits. So check out TuneIn, the app that lets you hear your world.
You're listening to Live Ducks Audio, and we're here with a hot tip for sports fans. Check out TuneIn. This all-in-one audio platform brings together all the live sports you want. But what if you want to queue up some shows on your time? TuneIn also brings you the sports podcasts you love on demand. Listen to ESPN's full lineup of pods, great shows from CBS Sports, and so much more, all on TuneIn. Plus, because TuneIn's available on all your devices, you're never without something to listen to. Give it a shot. Check out TuneIn today.
Call in and join the program. You're listening to Duck Calls with Josh Brewster.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Duck Calls, powered by DuckStream. I'm your host, Josh Brewster. We're taking your calls, Duck fans, at 714-940-2888. 714-940-3888. That's 714-940-3888. Duckstream, powered by TuneIn. Here we are. Uh-oh. Tonight, Devils 4, Ducks 2. One win, three losses. What's your take? 714-940-2888. I just mentioned this to Dan and Steve. If you're going to get into a track meet every single night, you're going to find out that even struggling clubs like the Devils have a lot of talent. Just a matter of putting it together. This is the salary cap age. If you're not going to hit, if there's not going to be any sandpaper, you're not going to be able to stop anyone. And tonight we saw that. It was a much better start. Jakob Silfverberg, so great to see, getting those two goals. And it just, the wheels came off for the Ducks in the second period. Ducks came into in the second period and didn't get any better. I'll tell you what. Here, I'm going to give you a list of the no-shots club, and then I'm going to give you a list of the one-shot club. The no-shots club tonight is Cam Fowler, Jamie Drysdale, Trevor Zegras, Adam Henrique, Brett Leeson, Dmitry Kulikov, and Derek Grant. The one-shot club is Ryan Strome, Troy Terry, Isaac Lundstrom, Mason McTavish, Max Comtois, and Max Jones. Frank Vatrano had three. Jakob Silfverberg had three. Kevin Shattenkirk had four. And we have a couple of twos between Klingberg and Benoit. 41 shots against. You're now at 170 shots against on the season. So, look, the Ducks simply have got to start hitting. And aside from a number of other issues that we need to check some boxes on here, the hitting has got to improve because you're just letting each opponent skate with you back and forth, and wheel and deal way too much. You know, that's one thing against the Rangers. It's an entirely different thing against the Devils. But you gave the Devils a chance tonight to show what they could do. It's not like they don't have any talent. They may be screaming for Lindy Ruff's head after a couple of games in New Jersey. But, you know, you have some guys on New Jersey who can play for sure. You know, Nico Hischier. And look, Dougie Hamilton had seven shots on goal tonight, 13 shots attempted. Nico Hischier had five. Jack Hughes had four. So, you know, the Ducks, I think, are getting a little more aggressive in the defensive zone. That's good. But, unable to control the play, and neutral zone play has to be better. What is your take? 714-940-2888. You're listening to Duck Calls on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn. I'm your host, Josh Brewster. Jakob Silfverberg, great to see. Great to see. He needs that confidence to come back and be the effective depth forward that he is. This is a guy who can shut down the opposition and then score some goals on his own. It was great to see him. He needed this confidence, you know, with all the injuries that he'd been dealing with of late. The moment of the game that I was hanging on here was the moment when it was 2-2. So what is the response when the Ducks are tied after leading 2-0? What's going to happen after Palat and Hischier, 14:48 into the second now? Oh, we're at 2-2. What was the response? Hate to say, I don't think it was very good. Still mistakes, still mental miscues. Passing game not as crisp as it needs to be. And the Devils keep coming, and there's, as I mentioned, there's not enough sandpaper to stop the Devils. I think we have some guys on this team who can hit, and I think that everybody on this team had better start. And, oh, by the way, you're playing the Boston Bruins next. They lost tonight to Ottawa, but this is a very strong club you're going to face on Thursday. So I think confidence is a big issue here in Anaheim. 714-940-2888. You're listening to Duck Calls. Got a big night in the NHL. I'll hit you off with some scores before I take a break here because I've been meaning to do this and I have not been getting to it. But the Senators tonight, 7-5 over the Bruins in Ottawa. The Flyers, 3-2 over the Lightning in Tampa. We're going to talk about this with my guest tonight, Jake Hahn, but what about John Tortorella? Again, it's the way you play. I would argue right now, no disrespect to the Flyers, they're 3-0. I think the Ducks have more talent than the Flyers. I really do. But you got to show it. So you got to pull it together, and you got to play a much tighter game. Tonight, the Sharks are on Long Island. 4-2 Islanders right now in the third with 4:29 left. Sabres and Oilers are knotted at 1 after the first. That's in Edmonton. Vegas Golden Knights are in Calgary. They're up 2-0 in the second period. Going to talk to Jake Hahn about that one as well. Predators are up on the Kings 1-0 in the first. And earlier tonight in overtime, the Columbus Blue Jackets 4-3 over the Vancouver Canucks. Both clubs struggling, but the Blue Jackets come through tonight. Okay, let's take a little break here on Duck Calls. And we're going to bring up my guest, Mr. Jake Hahn, right after this, right here on Duck Calls, powered by Duck Stream. I will be right back.
Oh, my God. That'd be so helpful this year.
That's the sound of Alejandra getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her after-school program a bunch of supplies. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with 1.9% APR financing on an award-winning Honda, like the 2022 Passport, Pilot, or Ridgeline. Visit SoCalHondaDealers.com to find the helpful Honda dealer near you. For well-qualified buyers on approved credit through Honda Financial Services, expires 10/31/22, length of contract limited.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested, all for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us, all of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
On the ice or in the boardroom, winning depends on teamwork and strategy. PDF Tron provides businesses worldwide with tools to process digital documents by increasing efficiency and reducing time spent and money wasted. PDF Tron is changing the way your business works with documents by giving you the power to automate PDF processing in a secure digital environment. Stop sitting in the penalty box filled with paper documents and get out on the ice with high-powered digital document processing. To learn more, visit us at pdftron.com. Let's go, Ducks!
A cancer diagnosis. It's the first day of a battle that no one deserves. That's why at UCI Health, we stop at nothing to treat the most complex cases, to stay at the forefront of cancer treatment, to deliver better patient care. We stop at nothing to prevent, to treat, to cure cancer, and to save lives. For our patients, beating cancer means everything. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to deliver the extraordinary. Learn more at ucihealth.org/stopatnothing.
Help your Ducks make a positive impact in our community by supporting the Anaheim Ducks Foundation. Since 2008, the Anaheim Ducks Foundation has been facilitating and supporting programs that produce positive change for Southern California families by providing educational opportunities, broadening access to the sport of hockey, and addressing the health and wellness needs of the community. Each year, the Anaheim Ducks Foundation hosts a variety of special events, as well as exclusive in-game fundraisers. Stay up to date and follow the Anaheim Ducks Foundation on Instagram and Facebook, or visit AnaheimDucks.com/foundation.
Welcome back to Duck Calls, everyone, on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn. Join the Wildlingers Kids Club presented by Chalk and UCI Health today. Your membership will guarantee you a spot at this year's Kids Club party. Plus, you'll receive an exclusive kit that features a Ducks lunch bag, Wildling bobblehead, t-shirt, and much more. Sign up now at WildlingersKidsClub.com. WildlingersKidsClub.com. All right, 4-2 tonight, the Devils over the Ducks, and I'd like to welcome in my special guest. It's always great to have Jake Hahn on. You hear him every day on Sirius XM with Boomer. Jake, how you doing tonight, buddy?
I'm doing great, Josh. A little better than the Ducks, obviously. The back-to-back, it's a difficult part of the schedule here with the road trip, and you need to get a really desperate New Jersey Devils team on the schedule tonight. So I'm doing a little bit better than the team, but it's always great to join you on the post-game and break it down here, Josh.
Excellent. Well, it's great to have you, as always. Love your show. Listen every day. Well, I'll tell you what. You know, Jake, I don't know how much you saw tonight, but the way I look at this, when you have 170 shots against in four games, and you're getting outscored 21-12 in four games, what I see tonight is you have a Devils club. I know they're desperate, but they are struggling, and they don't have quite, you know, the offense that like the New York Rangers do, or even the Islanders. But I perceive the Ducks to not have enough sandpaper. They're not stopping the opposition. They're getting into track meets every night. They're not hitting enough. And everyone will show you how much talent they have, including the teams like the Devils. You'll find out how much talent they have if you're going to get into a track meet every night. And I think that's one of the things that's happening to the Ducks.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent point, because when I'm watching the games, and I've watched most of and good chunks of their last few games here on this sort of New York, New Jersey road trip, and it seems like things are coming way too easy for the opposition, that the offensive chances that the Devils, the Rangers, the Islanders have been trying to create have just been there with relative ease. And look, towards the end, looking at tonight's game in particular, it's a difficult spot. You're three games in four nights, four days. It's a really difficult part of the road trip here for the Ducks, but you got to find a way to gut these games out. You have to find a way to at least get them to overtime on the road, find a way to get points. And it's just defensively, it seems like things are coming too easy. And it's one thing to play the track meet game when you have a really high-powered, elite-level offense. I just don't think the Ducks' offense is there. They've got some good young pieces, but they don't have the offense to go and win game 6-5 every single night. So if they're going to get better as the season goes on and start to actually pile up some wins, I do think it starts defensively. I do think that they're going to have to be better from the net out, and things are just coming far too easy for the opposition right now.
Yeah, and you know what, Jake? Honestly, there's one aspect to the team you wouldn't know this from the numbers, but I think John Gibson and Anthony Stolarz have made a lot of big saves. And again, you know, you're facing 40 shots a night or more. That's not good for your goaltender's health. And I look at Gibson and Stolarz, especially Gibson, as a guy who many teams in this league would love to have. And I don't think that the club has given them the support that they need at all thus far this season.
No, I don't think so. And you know, when you really look at it and you watch some of these games, there's some big saves made to sort of keep these teams in the game. And I still think a guy like John Gibson would be a really interesting piece on the market. And I think Stolarz has actually shown us over the last couple of years that he could be a pretty solid goaltender. So, you know, it really comes from the blue line for me, Josh. And when we looked at this team on paper on the blue line coming into the season, there were some things to get excited about. Obviously, they make the move to bring in John Klingberg, and he's working off a one-year deal. And he's got pressure to succeed, whether he gets a deal with Anaheim or he takes a deal somewhere else. He needs to succeed this year. He needs to show that he can be a number one or at least a top pairing guy on an NHL club so he can cash it big on the unrestricted free agent market at the end of the year. So it's an important year for Klingberg. You know, we know Fowler's been there for a while. He's a veteran. Shattenkirk's been around the league for a long time. And Jamie Drysdale continues to develop. So when you looked at it on paper, you thought, okay, I feel like this blue line could actually be decent, but it really just hasn't come together through a week in the season. I would like to see the Ducks play a few more home games, really get into a home schedule. It's difficult to assess them only truly playing road games so far for the most part, but this blue line just needs to be much better moving forward.
No, I think that's a good point. And, you know, despite our disappointment here, I still think it's early. I know I always say the points count in April, but it is still early, and it is tough for the Ducks to play 9 of the first 12 on the road. That is not an easy beginning to things. So let me ask you this, though. Interesting acquisitions, I thought, over the summer. Klingberg, of course, and Dmitry Kulikov. But Ryan Strome and Frank Vetrano, I've been asking guests about those two. I'm a big believer this was a nice, astute pickup. It's at the right price, and I think that you can expect 20 goals from each of them. I think it takes some pressure off of some of the younger guys like McTavish and even Zegras.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Vetrano, because I wanted to bring him up at some point when I was on with you. And you're watching him specifically in the game yesterday or last night against the New York Rangers. Like, this guy can shoot a puck, man. He might have one of the best releases in the National Hockey League, and doesn't get talked about a lot because he's not necessarily a big name player. When we talk about some of the best releases in the league, you look at guys like Austin Matthews and Kyle Connor, who are up there, you know, Alex Ovechkin, guys that lead the league in goals. But, you know, Vetrano maybe isn't quite on the level of those guys. But in terms of his shot and what he can do if you give him some space, he's pretty close to those guys with how he can rip the puck. So he's a nice acquisition. Like, if you've got some of these younger players like Zegras, who are continuing to get better, and McTavish, and guys that can really move the puck around, to have somebody like Vetrano that can actually put the puck in the net and create offense out of nothing with a shot. We saw him, a great shot, beating one of the best goaltenders in the world in that game against the Rangers on Monday night. I think he's going to be a valuable asset, and he's someone that I think in this Ducks offense, because they are a bit of a raw team, I think there's some minutes for him. I think he played over 17 minutes in the game tonight, which is up from what he's played in other stops throughout his NHL career. So I think it's a nice opportunity for Vetrano. I think it's a nice fit there. And, you know, Ryan Strome playing the middle of the ice. I didn't know if Anaheim would be a team that would be in on him, but when I really look at it and I looked at who else they have down the middle of the ice, they did need some help, and they did need a bit of a stopgap, I think, until some of these younger players are really ready. So to go out and get an experienced guy like Ryan Strome, he did some great things with the Rangers. So I want to give him a month or so into the season. I think it's difficult to adjust to a new team, especially with some young players on it. But I think Strome and Vetrano are going to make this team much better up front.
Well, let me ask you this, to be frank. You know, when you look at these trends, you know, the shots against, I talk about players all night.
Yeah.
I rarely talk much about the coaches. But I got to say, I think that it is time for the coaching staff here to come up with a solution. You know, I know they're not on the ice, but I don't know whether the Ducks need to play a closer game as a five-man unit, try to move as a five-man unit better. The passing game hasn't been good. But what do you look for from the coaching staff when you face a trend like this, Jake?
Yeah, no, I do think at some point you're going to have to change some things up, and it is obviously early in the season, so I'm sure they're looking at the tape. I'm sure they're looking at what went wrong over these last few games, and look, there's going to be a lot of bad tape. They're going to look at some of this, and, you know, from the last three games, and there's going to be a lot of moments, and I noticed especially in tonight's game where there were moments where they were just panicking in their own end, and they couldn't get it out, and it was just a total flurry from the Devils, and that happened in the Rangers game, that happened in the Islanders game as well. So there's some things that need to be worked on. I just think in the defensive zone, particularly controlling the puck, getting it out, finding a way to stop that pressure from the opposing team. But a lot of it is just a team coming together. And I think when you look at it, you mentioned a couple of the new acquisitions up front. You bring in Klingberg there. You bring in Kulikov. There's a lot of new bodies on this team. There's a lot of new players on this team. And then you throw in the fact that you do still have younger guys leading the charge, playing a lot of minutes like Zegras and Terry and McTavish. It's a difficult blend of, you know, veteran players that they either brought in the offseason and young players that are still learning the NHL game. And I think that's a really tricky concoction. It's a tricky stew to get right for the coaching staff, and something that they're really going to need to work on here.
Well, you know, speaking of coaching staffs, one of the notable things that I was hearing all over hockey radio today was that they're calling for Lindy's head, screaming fire Lindy after just two games. Lindy Ruff, the coach of the New Jersey Devils, I think he gets a reprieve for a night. But yeah. What do you think is happening in Devil Land? Are the fans fed up?
Well, Josh, it seemed like Lindy was coming into the season already on the hot seat. And that's never a good thing when, you know, people are already questioning your job and they're already looking at you as the first coach to possibly get fired. It's not a great way to enter the season. And then you start 0-2 with some expectations. And obviously that seat is just going to get cranked up. And, you know, you're seeing fire rough trending on social media, and the fans are chanting fire rough. It's not a great situation. This seems to happen every year with at least a couple of teams. And I do think it gets amplified knowing that there's a guy like Barry Trotz on the open market, and that there's teams that if they struggle out of the gate, and it's going to be completely up to Trotz. Like, Trotz might not even want to go somewhere like New Jersey, but I just think with that piece hanging out there, teams might be a little bit quicker on the trigger to fire a coach and bring in somebody else. So it feels like for at least one night, that's going to die down for the Devils. And when they got down 2-0 early, I thought, oh boy, are we going to have our first coach fired like tomorrow morning if they lose this game? Ultimately, they come back, and Ruff is still going to have his job going into tomorrow. But if the Devils lose 3-4 games in a row, I think he's still the favorite to be the first coach fired this year. It seems like there's a lot of people that want him out in New Jersey.
All right, we will see what happens. Let's bounce around the NHL a little bit. I want to very briefly touch on one topic I heard you talking a lot about today, and I've been meaning to bring this up, and then we're going to go talk about a few clubs. The electronic dasherboard ads, I think they're very cool, and it brings in more revenue for the teams. I understand. That's fine. I got no problem with that. It costs a fortune to run a hockey team. But it's causing me a neurological problem to watch them change while the play is going on, Jake. They got to wait until the play dies down because I can't handle the electronic dasherboard ads changing during the play. What is your take on this?
Well, yeah, and that's what I brought up on the show as well. Like, I understand the benefit of it, and I do think that it is a pretty cool technology. I don't think it's a technology that's been perfected just yet, and we're seeing imperfections in it when you're watching games and you're seeing players go through it and kind of disappear for a second, or they open up the bench doors and you see the ad cutting through. It's just not a perfect science right now, and I think until it is, that we should temper it back a little bit. And it's what you said. Like, if you want to have different ads in the first period than you do in the second period and you do in the third period, that's completely fine. I actually think that makes a lot of sense to sell that ad space to different advertisers and bring in all sorts of different revenue. That makes total sense to me. But change it between the intermission. Like, have an advertiser on the boards for the first, and then we're not even seeing it get changed. And then when we come back from break in the second intermission, going to the second period, there's something new on the boards. I don't need it moving while the play is in the offensive zone. That's where it gets sort of distracting, I think, to a lot of people watching at home. And you do catch yourself sort of looking at the ad sometimes more than you do the play on the ice. So I think it's something that needs tinkering. It's obviously a new venture for the league, and I'm all for them trying to bring in more revenue. But I think it's something that maybe we need to take a step back, temper back a little bit before we perfect this thing.
All right. Well, speaking of perfecting this thing, the Philadelphia Flyers are now 3-0, Jake. They went into Tampa tonight, former home of John Tortorella, and the Flyers beat the Lightning 3-2. I'm fascinated by this because I love John Tortorella.
Yeah.
Flyers not expected to do anything. But you know, when John Tortorella comes to town, there's going to be a way you play, or else the highway. So, 3-0 tonight, and tonight a real strong opponent in the opponent's barn. Flyers 3-2 over Lightning. What do you think of Torts in Philly?
This is incredible. Like, this is probably the most unlikely story of the season so far for me, Josh. You know, we kind of knew who the bad teams were. We certainly know who the really good teams were, and we thought we knew who the bad teams were. Arizona and Chicago were going to be duking it out, for Connor Bedard, and it seemed like Philadelphia was very much going to be a part of that conversation. And they got dealt bad injury news before the season. No Sean Couturier, no Ryan Ellis. We don't know the timeline on these players. It's a younger roster. You know, Torts comes in there, and I fully expected Torts to squeeze a few more wins out of this team, but a 3-0 start going into Tampa in Tampa's home opener tonight and winning that game, especially after being down 2-0. I believe it was Stamkos that scored a couple goals early in the second period of that game. And you're thinking, okay, well, this is the true Flyers showing up. They battled back in that game. And last year, that's a Flyers team that would have completely folded being down 2-0. And they probably end up going on to lose that game like 5-1 or 6-1. So I don't know if this is the Torts effect. I don't know if it's just a fresh start and a team that won their first couple games and is starting to feel good about themselves, or maybe we just totally overlooked this Flyers team. It is only 3 games, but hey, when you go into Tampa and you win a game like that, especially down 2 goals, I think it's going to raise some eyebrows around the league, and I have a feeling it might have to be the lead topic on our show tomorrow, Josh.
Well, here's another topic for your show tomorrow. Right now in the second period, about halfway through the game, Vegas Golden Knights are in Calgary winning 2-0. And, you know, I'm the first one to write off the Golden Knights this year. Oh, you paid too much for Jack Eichel, and you know, you got 3 goalies. That means you don't have one, and all the other cliches. And I'm like, oh, you're running it like a fantasy hockey team. And here they are. They're 3-0-0. And now they're in Calgary, maybe the cream of the crop of the Pacific Division, aside from Edmonton, I think. And they're up 2-0 right now. Are the Golden Knights misunderestimated, as they say?
I think they're completely back. I really do. And Boomer and I went back and forth on this all offseason and leading into the season, and we sort of disagreed on it. He was very much on the bandwagon of Vegas bouncing back, and I was a little more skeptical. But, you know, I'm willing to admit when I'm wrong and when I see something. And sometimes you just need to see a team play a few games at the start of the season to really know what they're all about. And there was a few things I really needed to see from Vegas this year to say that they're back and to say that they're a legit cup contender once again. And it's a healthy Mark Stone. He just was not healthy all of last season. He looks healthy so far to start this year. Looks completely different from last season. Jack Eichel to be a superstar, high-end elite player. He looks like that so far. And for someone to step up and play between the pipes with consistency. And honestly, Logan Thompson looks terrific. He made a couple big saves already in tonight's game to keep Calgary off the score sheet. And he's someone to possibly keep an eye on in that Calder race. I know your guy, Mason McTavish, is going to be very much in that mix. And it looks like Matty Beniers in Seattle is going to be in the mix. But I would look out for Logan Thompson. If he plays a ton of games for Vegas this year and they continue to win, I think he's got a very legit chance at winning the Calder Trophy. And I think Vegas is back in a big way, and I believe they're going to be a playoff team if they continue to play like this.
No, I think that's a really good point about Logan Thompson. I mean, in this early part of the season, but certainly, you know, the names that pop into your head off the top would be like Owen Power in Buffalo, Mason McTavish here, and then Matty Beniers in Seattle, I think, is going to be everything that that they say he's going to be. Buffalo 3-1 over the Oilers tonight in Edmonton, so there's a bit of a surprise. And I brought up the name of the Sabres because it's a kid from Buffalo by the name of Patrick Kane who – I'm convinced is going to be dealt out of Chicago. I'd love to get your take on this. Yeah. I think it would go, if I'm the Chicago GM, I would go basically to the 11th hour on the trade deadline with this. And I think that the Chicago Blackhawks are most certainly going to extract quite a bounty for Patrick Kane. What of the rumor mill are you buying about Patrick Kane? Maybe a trip to LA to get him out of the cold, or a sentimental journey to Buffalo. He doesn't win a cup, and he won't win a cup in Buffalo, but maybe he gets to be a hometown hero. I don't know if he wants to do that. I've heard of other clubs. I don't know who has the money for him, but you know how things go. Where there's a will, there's a way. And I'm very interested in what you think about Patrick Kane, because I absolutely think he'll be dealt.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's only a matter of time, and I don't think Chicago is going to be in any sort of rush. But once the right deal pops up, and you know, a team could get desperate early. It doesn't necessarily have to be close to the deadline. Maybe a team gets desperate way before that and wants to send an offer their way, and they say, hey, this seems fair to us, and this seems like an offer we're going to take. But I just think they're in an advantageous position, and I think Chicago needs to make this one count. Like, you're clearly in a rebuild. You've clearly torn this thing down. You've even traded off younger assets like Alex DeBrincat and Kirby Dach. So you've got Patrick Kane. I think he's a player that 10 teams at least would have interest in, probably even more throughout the course of this season. So I don't think you can screw this up. You got to find a way to get a big return for him, to get picks, to get prospects, and to really utilize this asset. And I don't think the money's going to come into play as much because he only has the 1 year left on the deal. Chicago is going to be able to eat at least half of that money. So I think it's going to be much easier for teams to be able to make that work. A lot of people want to say the Rangers, and it just, to me, it would just be basically a fantasy squad at that point, bringing him in to New York. And on paper, it would be a lot of fun. If you're the Rangers, you're already clicking right now. I think you've already got all the guys in the positions they need to be in. So, look, I guess if you would want to add a Patrick Kane, it doesn't hurt. But I feel like the Rangers are already set. I would look at a team like the Carolina Hurricanes, Josh. I think they need some more offense if they really want to take a step to compete in that ultra-competitive Metropolitan Division at the top. I would keep an eye on the Boston Bruins as well with this veteran squad that has gotten off to a good start. If they can add some more offense into that top six, they've been looking for some more depth scoring past the top guys. And a dark horse candidate for me would be the Dallas Stars. I think a team that, again, off to a good start. We know they're pretty good defensively. They've got the goaltender. They've got the top line, but they don't have a whole lot else after that. A team that desperately needs some secondary scoring and some other players that can go out and provide offense. So there's just a few teams right there, but you could probably list 6, 7, maybe 8 more teams that would have some interest in them.
Absolutely. Jake, let's finish. I'll give you the last word tonight. Let's finish with this. Double back to our hometown heroes, the Ducks here. They're going to go into Boston on Thursday, and they're going to go to Detroit on Sunday. Give me a prescription for the Ducks working their way out of this.
Yeah, it's not easy. I'll give it to you harsh and real here. That's not exactly an easy task. But, you know, I just talked about Boston and that great start that they got off to. They did lose tonight in Ottawa, but it was the second half of a back-to-back, and you get a bit of a desperate Ottawa team. So I think that's even worse news for Anaheim. You get Boston coming off of a loss, and they're going to be at home and a little bit more rested than they've been these last couple of games. Hey, they got off to the great start tonight. I just think you have to find a way to play that full 60 minutes and really tighten it up defensively. Get rid of the mistakes. If you do get pinned in your own zone, find a way to get out of it. So I think the Boston game is going to be tough. I just really like the way that the Bruins are playing right now. That Detroit game is gettable. I think for a team like Anaheim going up against another younger team like the Detroit Red Wings, those are games I think that they can win on the road. But I'm sure they're praying for some home cooking right now. This road trip has not been kind to them so far, and it's really difficult to start the season like this. But hey, as the Ducks know, and you know, we found this out last year, they got off to the good start and then it fell apart. Maybe you want to play the opposite. You get off to a bad start this year, and you can play it the other way and really dig yourself out of the hole. It's a very long season. I think the Ducks found that out last year.
Well, listen, I don't sell silver linings, but I know we have more talent than what we've shown. I know it, and I know we're a better club than we were last year, and now we got to show it, as long as we don't dig too deep a hole. Now, everybody, this is an unpaid commercial endorsement. I wish it was paid. I'd be worth a lot of money if I told you how many times I've told you that you should get SiriusXM and you should listen to NHL Network Radio. Jay Kahn does a brilliant job Monday through Friday with the great Boomer Gordon. And so, Jake, you're always a great friend of the show, and thank you so much for joining me on Duck Calls yet again.
Well, you're a great friend of our show as well, Josh. We always appreciate you coming on and chatting Ducks with us. I'm sure I'll be chatting with you again soon. And, hey, like I said, it's early in the season, so hopefully this won't be my last appearance on Duck Calls for the year. You guys call anytime.
No, many times, many times. All right, Jake, thank you so much for joining me tonight. All right, folks, I'll tell you what, it's a rough road here on the road, but it's time to get out of here. I appreciate you listening to Duck Calls. I will catch you on Thursday. We're going to try this again. We've had some luck at the TD Garden. We've had some luck there. Let's get it going, Ducks. 60 minutes. 60 minutes the whole way Thursday night. Rest up, and we'll get back at it. Thanks for listening to Duck Calls. Don't forget, a complete archive of this show is found on Duck Stream. Just click on the post game. And don't forget, when you go to Duck Stream, look for Duck Stream, not just Anaheim Ducks, and you'll find us there. Remember, it's free 24/7. Have a good night.
Between live hockey and sports talk, you listen to a lot of audio. We're here to let you know about TuneIn, the app that brings all of your favorite audio together. So whether you're listening to Duck Stream for live hockey action,
drive, score!
Breaking news from the sources you trust,
I think Marcus overreacting to this,
music for whatever mood you're in, or anything in between, TuneIn is the app that you need. Plus, because it's available on all your devices, you can take it anywhere. So check it out. Grab TuneIn on your computer or on your mobile device. Hear your world with TuneIn.
The music you love is the key to a great day. And the best place to hear music for every mood from every genre is TuneIn. This all-in-one audio app brings together top curated music stations, spinning today's hits, top country tracks, the best in Latin hits, and anything else you want to soundtrack your day. Plus, if you upgrade to TuneIn Premium for a low monthly price, you'll keep the good tunes and the good vibes going without any ads. So if you're looking for your next party soundtrack, look no further than TuneIn.
The hottest tracks from today's Latin artists make for a soundtrack that boosts your mood and gets you moving. And TuneIn, the all-in-one audio app, brings you a curated selection as part of our exclusive Latin hit station. Hear the best from J Balvin, Ozuna, Becky G, Shakira, and so many more every single day. Plus, you can go commercial-free with TuneIn Premium. So heat up your soundtrack now with Latin hits only on TuneIn.
Global news happens fast. Stay plugged into your world with TuneIn, the best app for all things audio. TuneIn brings you top news sources like CNN, Fox News Radio, and MSNBC, plus key financial outlets including Bloomberg and CNBC. The best part? If you upgrade to TuneIn Premium, you'll unlock commercial-free news, bringing you more than 5 hours of bonus news content every day instead of ads. So keep up with the latest headlines and stay in the know every day with TuneIn.
a cancer diagnosis. It's the first day of a battle that no one deserves. That's why at UCI Health, we stop at nothing to treat the most complex cases, to stay at the forefront of cancer treatment, to deliver better patient care. We stop at nothing to prevent, to treat, to cure cancer, and to save lives. For our patients, beating cancer means everything. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to deliver the extraordinary. Learn more at ucihealth.org/stopatnothing.
Truck drivers are critical to our nation's economy and growing infrastructure. Did you know trucks are involved in 1/3 of fatal work zone crashes? Let's help keep them safe on our roads. All drivers should stay alert, slow speeds, and keep their distance to stay safe in work zones. Paid for by FMCSA.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste. Sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water.
I was in the car with my friend, and we were having a blast listening to the game until it started raining and that loud eek, eek noise started coming from my wipers. Don't let squeaky wipers ruin your great moments. Hear clearly by Michelin Wiper Blades.
We all have difficult times and face challenges. You're not alone. There are things you can do in your daily life to support your healthiest self. Make sure you get enough rest and set a positive mindset for the day ahead. Grab a friend and take some time to get outdoors to breathe fresh air. End your day by jotting down 3 positive things that went well for you. For more resources on ways to build your healthiest self, visit ducks.ocnavigator.org. The OC Navigator is brought to you by the OC Healthcare Agency and the Mental Health Services Act. From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deets.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce. All the saves.
Stop from Vasilevsky.
All the hits. All the snipes. All the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.